Hi friends, we are studying this subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 13, which is consumer buyer behavior in different marketing domains. So I am talking about consumer buyer behavior in two different marketing domains essentially. One is a service marketing and second is business to business marketing. I am here not there to explain you what is service marketing vis-a-vis the B2B marketing. I am only going to facilitate the relevance of CBB, consumer buyer behavior, into this domain. So with that as a focus, let's move into understanding how consumer buyer behavior is equally important in these two domains, service marketing and B2B. Service marketing, as we know, is nothing but a set of intangible being delivered to the consumer. He doesn't have an ownership and he cannot really see or touch and feel your skills, etc. There is no ownership that he carries, and he only experiences. So Kaya Skin Clinic is a pleasant experience that you carry with yourself, but you cannot own it despite you are paying for it, etc. So those are those aspects about the service marketing which is there, various features or various characteristics of service marketing. They being there, it makes the all the more important for the service provider to understand the consumer perspective. For him to choose the best service producer, unless he doesn't experience it, he cannot determine it. So consumer on his side is unable to figure out that why are you best vis-a-vis the other. So in that state of dilemma, can a service provider remain inactive? That's a question. So service provider will have to do things so that he is able to provide consumer some kind of an experience. So that is what is the worthwhile to look at one of the cases of service marketing, that is, it is produced and delivered at the same time. That's one aspect of the service marketing. You go to beautician, she does whatever the beauty treatment on you. So produce and service at the same time. Urban club guy coming to your home to cut your hair during COVID, also the service is produced and delivered at the same time. They come to clean your air condition, services produced and delivered at the same time. As a result, even employee, so who came in and did this, also plays a very important role. They make or break your name out there. There's a concept of moment of truth also that we will study as we move forward. So constantly consumer on his side tries to evaluate your service. Now you, can you remain aloof? Can you remain passive about it? So you cannot. And so this various aspects, the nature of buying behavior and the factor influences customer evaluation. So every time any encounter happens with you, he is evaluating you. So this evaluation being a continuous process, service therefore is a process that creates a benefit by facilitating the change in customers, change in the physical position or change in their intangible assets. Delivered my admission form for my daughter, say, quickly within 48 hours at London. So that's what, something that I've got in exchange for the value that I pay for it. So it's a non-material equivalent of the goods. Here there is nothing. I have not got anything with me. I have paid to DHL. DHL delivered the goods. I got what I wanted. I have achieved. So those are the salient aspects. So today my evaluation about DHL is very high. They are the one who can you can trust upon. Service continues to be like a manufacturing. It's an economic activity. Okay. However, there are certain characteristics that differentiate it from the goods, where there is no ownership, as that's what I told. It's a type of product that will be, again, not uniform. Same person may not find the delivery also uniform. These are some of the salient aspects of the service. So in the first aspect of service product lies one's ability to tangibilize. So what is required is to tangibilize the intangible. That is what they tell about the service. Okay. And it covers the augmented product level also. So at various augmentation, you can also augment your service. So product and augmented service will create an augmented level of product. This as a product level, I am sure you are aware about, and I have given you data about telecom. So a data exchange or a message exchange is the service, the core. Then comes the basic product, so which is the subscription to Airtel or Vodafone, etc. And then they package it with various things, quality, call drop rates being less or buffering, design, fixed plans, add-on plans, compatible plans, 2G, 3G network, now 4G is also there, pre, postpaid, etc. There's a packaging, that's how they did features. So seamless network, they are calling you seamless network, no complaints. So this is what is the world leader, they call this themselves the world leader, Vodafone or whatever. So this is what they've offered you, a product with the service package. So this is how the expected level, and you can augment also by providing more and more service package, service included in your offering. So having understood this aspects, this is also one of the aspects that one need to understand. In a hard product, there is a need for you to tangibility spectrum that one need to understand. In hard product, there is a tangibility. So it is easy for you to judge the product quality, etc. But as you move away, as the tangibility, this thing decreases. So investment management, teaching, airline flights, there is no tangibility. So in such case, what happens? The difficulty of the service judgment and their quality, etc. becomes as so more difficult. So that's what the consumer experiences, you know, as a this thing. He is therefore looking at proper engagement with the service provider. So where is this consumer buyer behavior comes in? Also, there is this aspect that needs to be understood. Easy to evaluate and difficult to evaluate. So there is a service spectrum there. Clothing, easy to evaluate. Jewelry, easy to evaluate. Still, you know, the service provider. Automobile, easy to evaluate. But look at medicine diagnosis or auto repair or root canaling, dentist. Can you really avoid without experiencing it? So what happens? These are possible for you to search. High on search. You can search input, you can search them, and you can find out more about them. Possible for most of the goods. Somewhere in between, both will be needed. You will have to search as well as you will have to know the experiences of the people. While in the legal, in the heart surgeons or those kind of thing, only the credence will materialize. You cannot experience to decide. You will have to ask other patients, how is it? You will try and find in the market, how good is this doctor? Kisne uske paas, you know, heart surgery karwaya. So that kind of a thing. So there is a credence matters. So most services, the credence plays a very important role. Your past record, testimony, etc. plays a greater role. While in the most goods, is the search of information that is sufficient. Comparison, feature, knowledge, etc. So this is also one aspect of a service marketing that one need to understand. So now let's get into understanding the role of a consumer buyer behavior. Now this is a representative cycle of a purchase, consumer behavior cycle of purchase. Starts with the need recognition, then you get into the information search, then you evaluate various alternatives, make a purchase and consume it, and then comes the post-purchase evaluation. Now can this be free of consumer behavior? We have studied this for the product. So let's look at this need recognition. As in the product, here also service provider will have to understand the need of the consumers or the emerging need of his target consumers. So that aspect of consumer buyer behavior remains same. Every time knowing consumer need is a critical. Today consumers are more multitasking, so they are looking at more support from the service provider. So they want convenience, they want comfort, they want time saving, they want assurance, they want guarantees, etc. If you told him that by 6 baje dukan ke baad available hoga delivery, then when a customer may come at 6:30, 6:45, depending on her schedule, you can't say at that point of time that no, it's not ready, we thought it will get ready at 6 o'clock. So that's a problem, that's a dent in your service delivery. So understanding customer and more that they are asking from you needs to be core. So now that core is possible by understanding the consumer behavior, consumer need through the research. So that research will enable you to develop your product plus service offering, that is a package. Okay, it will tell you that you are being recognized well. So price, how can you create a value? What is it that the customer additionally looking at? A convenience, home delivery. So can you provide a price? Can you provide a value based pricing? He will grab it. The consumers will take it. So that is first aspect. As against this, online retailer needs a buyer who looks for convenience, quality, reliability, etc. Buying at regular interval. They need more customers who buy more from them. Existing customers buy more from them. most of these aspects meets customer need. Now you see, conventional people didn't realize this thing happening. Online people, when they came in and they started doing it, all this need, which were latent need or express need, not being attended by the traditional retailers, etc., have come in front. And therefore, people started flocking. People started ordering left, right, and center through portals like Flipkart, Amazon, etc. Much before them, they were like crossword.com, rediff.com, etc. But they perhaps failed to know the customer's evolving need. As a result, they are nowhere today, while the market is really boom, jumped many fold. So you see that understanding the consumer behavior is paramount importance even in the service. Information search, even that's at a stage, service seeking customers also will want more information about you. Okay, he will want to compare the product, he will want to know what is your credence in the market, etc. So they are information searching. In fact, more search is required to know more about credence and all. So now, can you facilitate? So that's what, like, can you proactively facilitate? Credentials being more important, that is what I have told you. Online store offers all and more, and consumers also saw this, consumers compared this, etc. So they offer you as many information, product specs, comparison between two products that you choose, etc. Their rankings, their people remarks, etc. They all are upfront, they utilize external influencers like blogs and all to create that information need of you fully satisfied. So there also consumer behavior, which is information related. In service, the information is rather more important than probably the product. So there's also remains same. Besides this, online retail also offers suppliers information. They provide you additional information, replacement policy, payment policy, tracker, combo offers, accessories, whatnot. They offer you so much. So as a result, you feel everything is available, everything is taken care of. Alternative evaluation, after completing the required information search, customers will get into doing an alternative evaluation, which is also facilitated by many service sites. Of course, for the product within their portal, there are other portals who offer you outside the portal the comparison between the two competing brand products, etc. So it's a role of a service provider to proactively facilitate that. So that aspect also remains same. The stage wherein he will come in contact with your employee. So that's again now here employee contact. Though in the service industry, there are services which has to happen provided and delivered at the same time. There is a high customer engagement with your frontline, retail stores, etc., dentistry, etc. However, there are many other services where the face-to-face contact is not required. So we probably put them aside. Trained manpower is a crux. Skilled and trained manpower continues to be the crux. Their ability to address the customer information need, doubt resolutions, etc., knowing what service repair, if there is something that has gone wrong, again they come to you only on your call center, which is attended by your person, etc. So this is a stage where not only helping with the right selection, but resolving the discord, if any, doubt resolution, service support, etc. It's been provided by your not by technology, actually by your people. How they handle when a customer complains about it. Okay, when customers seek the information about certain things, etc. So that's where employee play a very vital role. So service consumption, which is again a critical stage where consumer is actually going to use your service. So after evaluation and all this, they also here come into using your service. And there it is a decision to purchase, here is a decision to use. The question arises whether the service provider can do anything about influencing the consumer's buying behavior. So in all this thing, you wonder whether is there anything that can be done to influence the buying behavior. So service providers essentially understand the nature of customers that he surrounds himself with and the likely volume. So again, it's like need understanding, but after that, the targeting and segmenting also has to be done. So same is applying to the STP principle, applies to him. So you target the one which is going to give you the segment, going to give you the better revenue, stable revenue over a longer period of time. So nature of customers also that you need to understand. So there are those classification of customers in the service. It is done slightly different. A trend addict, explorer. So here trend addict is equal to say innovator. Any new trend, they want to have it. Explorer, so early adopters, etc. You can say that fence sitter, opportunist, they keep switching brands wherever there is a better offer. Casual, shopaholic, and laggards. So now knowing this, you can plan your taping of this people. So you can gradually plan taping and grab more from these people. Okay, provide your communication, develop your promotion offer to get some people from these categories. Stimulus, knowing the stimulus, buying triggers, etc. Can definitely therefore plan is marketing offer, etc. Some of them could be say new product launches. When you do that, the best price offer, deal of the day. This is what is happening: bonanza promotion, combo accessory offer, zone offer, or promo code, etc. That comes to you without you being asking. So next time when you use this promo code, so that kind of concepts which is there in the service industry that you and me are experiencing is a result of those service providers knowing their consumer, their need, their stimuli, what triggers their interest and what triggers the action in them. So that's why these are the things which is getting developed. Okay, this is also one of the very crucial stage where this service encounter. So encounter is a stage, service consumption is a stage where actual encounter is happening. Person of your organization delivering a service to the person, be it telephonically, be it through web chat, or be it in person as the case may be. How well your employee deals with this, determines the customer's decision about you, your brand. Okay, it's not about the person. He builds opinion about you. How well your employee is able to build trust and empathy builds the customer confidence, and that will make him come again and again to you. Okay, so that's something that you have to understand. Even people power in your this thing. In the service marketing is taught as a service profit chain. So that is applicable. It's a result of a consumer buyer behavior where people play a very vital role. They are the front face to the organization and they deal with the consumer. So that's where again understanding consumer behavior, their desire, their expectation from the people, if all this thing can be aligned well, then you stand to benefit. Post-purchase evaluation. Consumers evaluate your service right from the beginning. He keeps evaluating you, his various encounters. He builds the perception. He shapes his perception. He has decided to buy you. Having done that, he even builds your opinion about post-purchase. Do you think after selling the service provider need to worry about the post-purchase? So that's a question which should not even come. In fact, service provider needs to be more worried about the post-purchase stage, because today there are many ways that consumer can go out and shout aloud about against you. So post-purchase evaluation, because service has a various variations. So even with the same person delivering the service, the receiver of the service may not feel as comfortable the next time. So various circumstances, environments, etc. factor contribute in delivery of the service. So service marketer needs to understand that even post-purchase evaluation stage also equally plays an important role as per the consumer buyer behavior for the product. The same is applicable for the service also. So we are trying to understand how the consumer buyer behavior is equally weaved into the service industry or service industry as a domain. Service delivery begins with intangible continuous process. On one hand, you want your customers to keep coming back. You want them to keep coming back, also refer you service to the others. The other hand, consumer expects not only the same level of service, but also expects you to make up for the delivery deficiency. So if you fall short on the expectations, they expect the service repair to take place. Now service repair, the deficiency, those areas are the gray areas, which is behavioral centric. You have to understand the consumer behavior very well. So your service repair or service guarantee policy that you develop should have an empathy with the consumer. So that's where the consumer buying behavior also comes into picture. So how you put before the consumer the deficiency that has happened and what are you offering to him as a service repair option. So these are all psychological perspective, which gets integrated into the post-purchase support. So you see that even in the post-purchase support, consumer buying behavior is all the more important and critical. Okay. The consumer has a numerous questions to be answered. Okay, when he is looking for a friendly resolution by you as a service provider, he is wondering about whether he will be able to know his order's progress. Will it get delivered in time? These are the questions. Will he get the right goods in the right condition? Will he get product installation support or not, etc.? Will he get any goods return support or not? Is there any replacement? So why not proactively provide this support? You understand your consumer, you understand their buying hindrances or obstacle to buy from you. If suppose these are the obstacle, if you have not done anything to overcome that, then every time customers will come to you, he will be interested, he will face this as a challenge. So if it continues to be the case, he might altogether dump you. He will go to somebody who addresses this in a friendly manner. So please understand that here also the consumer behavior is very vital for you to understand and plays a role. Moment of truth, which is a final real encounter that happens, when the service differentiation takes place. Once he goes through that moment of truth where actual service delivery has happened, consumers built a perception about it. If that built a perception is better, if it is positive, and if it overcomes, it exceeds his expectations, etc., then you tend to gain better by way of getting more and more share of customer's wallet. He will because keep coming to you. Moment of truth is usually defined as an instance wherein the customer and the organizations come in contact with one another in a manner that gives the customer an opportunity to either form or change his impression about you. So it's a stage where actual service delivery is happening. You might have made some error one time, but next time when he comes, if you do it well as per your set of process, set of standards, etc., then consumers will have a benefit of doubt given to you. Okay, that might have happened some due to some reason. This time they did it well. So he corrects his opinion about you. So that's where again a consumer behavior comes into picture. Consumers are driven by the experiences, so to say, even whether it's a product or the service. So past experience always matters, as they say. So that's a power. So moment of truth is a crucial phase where consumer behavior also plays a vital role in terms of how you deliver, how you overcome the deficiency, the service repair, and those stages how you handle, where entire science of consumer behavior comes into picture. Impression changing interaction could occur through the product of the firm. It's a service offering that you gave, and or the both. So how you handle the subsequent experience that the consumer has determines his opinion about you. Various instances which can bring the small delights, so at a regular interval, right from reception, comfortable area to sit through, showcasing the product to him, explaining various features, services, greeting the customers, the way you greet, handling the queries, handling the deliveries, handling the complaints. These are all small moment of truth that he faces when he deals with you, how they have been handled. So again, it's a art of consumer behavior. Once you understand that and you decide your SOP accordingly, consumer will feel very satisfied. Okay. So they are critical as they determine a customer's perception. So these are the moment of truth, various moment of truth. They build the perception and the reaction towards the brand. So brand is either positively placed or gets negatively placed. So moment of truth can make or break organization's relationship. Consumers give you one or twice the opportunity. He will not forever give you opportunity to make a mistake. So it's how you deal all your transactions with that customer, wherein you put in an effort to constantly deliver consistent product quality. That will only build a positive perception and a favorable reaction towards the brand. That will compel him to keep coming to you. Other aspects of consumer behavior, buying behavior in service marketing are delighting the customer. So, can you delight the customer? For which you need to know his expectations. So, knowing the expectation is again a part of consumer behavior. Customer needs an expectation. So, need translating into expectation and whether you are able to fulfill that. Meeting and exceeding expectation. So, again, one is a meeting of a customer expectation. Second is exceeding it. So how good you have coined yourself, you developed yourself, your SOP, and how consistently they work, etc. So can you, instead of just meeting, exceed the expectation or not? So that should be the strive, for which again the understanding of a consumer behavior is critical. What is that consumer expecting from you? Only when you know that, then you can strive to either meet or exceed the expectation. So finally, all this will lead to what? Customer satisfaction, or a dissatisfaction on the other end, or the delight. When you exceed, he gets into the delight mode. That reflects in his, about his perception for you. He will go, he will become more and more dependent on you. He will become loyal. He will refer you. So only when he reaches that state of satisfaction, every time when I interact with them, they really exceed my expectations. So that's the stage where he is actually bonded with you. So in summarization, friend, what I am trying to bring home for you is that customer service and delight is the sure key for organizations in the service marketing. So there is no given this thing. You must have a good delivery on this front. Delighting the customer, there is no alternative. Customer service design needs a service provider to understand the expected, expressed, latent and unfulfilled need of his customer. So while you design your service delivery, you need to know the need. So how will you fulfill the need if you do not know? Need can be latent, expressed, not expressed, etc. So that is what one need to really understand about the customers. The knowledge of customer psychographic is vital. So how he looks at your physical ambience, how he looks at your other amenities, etc. What are the stimulus or what are the triggers that will create a desire in him, desire to use your services? So do you understand that? So that's also a subject matter of consumer buyer behavior. Knowledge of learning theory. We have learned the learning theory in the previous chapters. So that is also applied. The knowledge of diffusion and adoption. You will wonder how you develop a new packages, etc. You need to diffuse that. You know, you need to reach out to the customer and they need to adopt it. So that's also the knowledge and learning helps there. For the marketer to include as a service marketer, what starts with the need and motivation understanding leads them to understand different consumer personality. So we have understood the concept of personality, psychographic, etc. Marketers in the service marketing also needs to understand this aspect. So there is a personality of the consumer, there is a psychographic, there are certain aspects which compels him to come to you. What is his attitude, whether attitude towards object, etc. So that is favorable, non-favorable, or it is static, etc. So if you understand those aspects, so through an encounter, through a communication, etc., you can try to influence them. And once you influence them favorably, you hope to get them for a longer time. Later, it deals with the customer perception management. So when customer starts coming to you again and again, it's the perception that you need to manage. So every time you deliver and exceed the expectation, the perception will become favorable. Perception of you with the customer, perception of customers with you and the competing brand, all these needs to be managed through that perception map, as I told you. So perception management enables you to meet the satisfaction level again and again. Okay, so when you satisfy your customer, you may exceed your their satisfaction sometimes. You create a bonding. So all these things happen in a social setup. Now this is also one important thing. Customer coming to you, service provider is not same. They are developed through their social exposure, their family, their influence by the group, the peers, etc. Besides the impact of opinion leader and those things, various other exposure that is enables him to select your service. So you should be utilizing those things very well. But for that, you need to understand who your customer are, where are they, what are their buying habits, what are their media habits, etc. Which are the opinion leaders they follow. So you need to create the overall communication in such a way that you reach information out through various touch points and influence them, knowing their entire persona, personality and psychographic. Thus, the knowledge of consumer buyer behavior, as I have concluded for you, plays an equal and crucial role at times, more than the product category, into service marketing domain. So we just understood and completed our understanding about what is it, is it there? Consumer buyer behavior is a subject relevant in the service marketing. We have understood, and we have understood how it is relevant. Thank you.